Welcome to Trivia with Dad. I'm your host, Dad. We have a family-friendly show with four topics, five questions per topic for a total of 20 answers. We also end the show with two truths and a lie. We hope you enjoy.
Welcome to Trivia with Dad.
Welcome. We got a location change for the last, 50 episodes. We were in Maddie's room. That was our podcast studio. Now we're just on the couch. Let's see what it does to the acoustics. What do we got today for show number 90? Well, we got the 90s, leopards, Nigeria, and the color purple. Round one, the 90s. What a decade. Google's search engine first debuted. Game Boys, the real world, the Matrix. Those were the days. Question one. Which 1990s Christmas classic starring Macaulay Culkin pits Kevin McAllister against the Wet Bandits?
Home Alone?
Home Alone, yes. Culkin was the first child actor to ever receive $1 million for a movie. It wasn't for Home Alone. It was for his supporting role in My Girl. Question two. What boy band released the hit single I Want It That Way in 1999?
The Backstreet Boys.
What? Did you know that or was that
a
guess?
We performed that last year.
What happened?
We performed that last year.
You did?
Yeah.
Nice.
For a moving update.
Very good. 98 Degrees, NSYNC, lots of boy bands in the 90s. Question three. What iconic sitcom about six friends living in New York City premiered in 1994?
Friends?
Correct. They are on fire. They know the 90s. I never truly got into the show. It was filmed in front of a live studio audience. That seems cool, but it was probably boring watching them refilm the same scenes over and over again. Question four. What girl group became a global sensation with their 1996 hit single, Wannabe?
Backstreet Girls?
No, I finally stumped them. The Spice Girls, Posh Spice, Ginger Spice, Baby Spice, Sporty Spice, and Scary Spice. Best-selling girls group of all time. Question 5. Considered the first trading card game, what card game was released by Wizards of the Coast in 1993, sparking a massive craze among kids and adults alike?
Magic?
Magic the Gathering. Singer Post Malone bought a one-of-a-kind Magic the Gathering card called the One Ring for $2 million. 4 out of 5 for the 90s for the ladies. Round two, leopards. Leopards are ambush predators. They stalk their prey from the trees and shadows and pounce on them. They are also solitary animals. Question one. What animal is the smallest of all big cats?
The clouded leopard?
I'm gonna say no.
Bobcat.
Snow leopard is the answer we are looking for. I've never heard of the clouded leopard, but I'm guessing it's not the snow leopard.
It's a completely different thing.
Good. And fun fact. Snow leopards are not actually classified as leopards. They're more closely related to tigers. Question two. Which continent is home to the largest population of leopards?
Asia?
Incorrect.
South America?
Ooh, Africa was the answer. They only live in Africa and Asia. I would have thought maybe there would be some in the Amazon rainforest, but apparently there are no leopards in the entire Western Hemisphere. We're not counting zoos, of course. Question 3. How do leopards store their kills to protect them from scavengers?
They put them in trees.
They do? They can drag a prey twice their body weight up into a tree. Impressively strong. Question 4. True or false? That means the ladies must agree. Leopard cubs are born with fully developed spots.
No.
That is true, it is false. Super faint or almost invisible spots when they are born. Question 5. Leopards hunt mostly at night. What is the name for an animal that is active at night?
Nocturnal.
Yes, they have great low light vision. 7 out of 10 halfway through the show. Sponsor Golf Pong, 4.6 stars on Amazon. We are heading full blast into holiday season. I've already done some Christmas shopping myself. This is a great gift. Comes with a hitting mat, 16 Velcro golf balls, and a stand with 6 targets and a carrying case. Link is in the description. Round 3, Nigeria. Nigeria is the 6th most populated country in the world, 232 million people, also home to the most populous city in Africa, Lagos, not the capital of Nigeria, that's Abuja. Question 1. Nigeria's film industry is the 3rd largest in the world behind USA's Hollywood and India's Bollywood. What is Nigeria's film industry called?
Nollywood.
Yes, Nollywood. Bollywood, Nollywood, Hollywood. Rest assured.
Wait, it is?
Yes, that is the answer.
What?
But
that was a random guess.
Well, you pieced it together there. I hope the audience did as well. Now, the 4th largest is China, and it is called something different. Simply, Cinema of China. Question 2. Nigeria's flag consists of 2 colors. What are they?
White and green.
What? There's no way that you knew that. That is absolutely correct. The green stripes represent the country's natural wealth, while the white represents peace. Question 3. What is the official language of Nigeria?
Nigerian.
Incorrect.
English.
Oh, Maddie, man, she should buy a lottery ticket. She got it again. There are 500 indigenous languages, so it's very diverse, but official language is English. Question 4. Nigeria is known for being a major producer of what natural resource?
Wood.
Incorrect.
Lemons.
Oil and gas. Africa's largest producer of oil and gas. Yes, Maddie went with lemons. Question 5. What large desert borders the northern part of Nigeria?
The Sahara Desert.
World's largest hot desert.
Wait, I want to answer.
Go ahead.
Antarctica.
No. Home to camels and African lions. Believe it or not, these kids just scored a 4 out of 5 for Nigeria. That's a geography topic, and if you are longtime fans of the show, you got to be impressed. These girls once thought, pretty sure they thought Mexico was part of Texas or something like that.
No, we did not.
They're up to 11 points headed into round four, purple. Some facts about purple. It was a status symbol in the past, only worn by the rich and powerful. For example, Julius Caesar decreed that he was the only one who could wear purple. What do you think would happen if somebody in ancient Rome just like decked themselves out in nothing but purple and went strutting down the road? You know what my guess is?
They would get shot.
No, they'd end up in the Colosseum. Question one.
What if you fell in like grape juice or something?
You're in the Colosseum. Question one. What two colors do you need to mix to make purple paint?
Blue and red?
Correct. We participated in paint night last night. I painted a lovely fish. These girls did other things.
It also works if you do blue and pink, though.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, I don't believe it
either. It does, though. I tried it.
Mila is our resident artist, so sure, we will go with that. Question two. Which purple herb is said to be calming?
Lavender?
Many studies have shown that lavender and lavender oil can reduce anxiety and calm nerves. It also smells good. I'm about to get some lavender.
Lilac smells way better.
Grandma's favorite flower. Question three. The Purple Heart is a U.S. military decoration awarded for what?
Being loyal.
No.
Dying?
Correct. Being wounded or killed while serving in the military. Question four. Purple Rain is a popular song from which artist? Multiple choice. Jimi Hendrix, Freddie Mercury, Prince, or Ozzy Osbourne?
Ozzy Osbourne.
I'm rolling off the wheels on a crazy train. No.
Freddie Mercury.
I want to break free. No. The answer is Prince. Purple Rain. Question five. The phrase purple state in U.S. politics refers to what?
A state that makes a lot of money.
Incorrect.
A political party.
Incorrect. A state that swings between Democratic blue and Republican red for political support. 2 out of 5 for the color purple. They are at lucky 13. Headed into 2 truths and a lie, Mike Tyson. Last night, we stayed up so late to watch that Mike Tyson fight, and oh, was it boring. Now, the girls' fight before was one of the best fights we've ever seen in our entire lives. I mean,
it was the only fight I've ever seen.
Yeah, we're not like watching fights every night. Was cool. Statement one. Mike Tyson has bit 2 professional fighters. Statement two. Mike Tyson paid a zookeeper $10,000 to fight a gorilla. Statement 3. Mike Tyson bought a 24-karat gold bathtub for $2 million. Can you believe any of these are true? So here we got. Mike Tyson bit 2 professional fighters. Mike Tyson paid a zookeeper $10,000 to fight a gorilla. Mike Tyson bought a $2 million gold bathtub. The lie.
He didn't pay to fight a gorilla.
That is the lie, but he did offer a zookeeper $10,000 to fight a gorilla one time when he was getting a private tour of the New York Zoo. Apparently he saw a gorilla bullying some other gorillas and, you know, he wanted to go in there and punch him in the snout. Well, they declined. Good idea. Girls, 14 points. We hope you have an amazing week, and we will see you next time.